Let's find out what it says in today's papers now. Here's John S. Doyle.
There are seven key principles that must be followed by holders of public office, as set down in the UK by a committee set up after the outbreak of sleaze under John Major's government in the 1990s. Fintan O'Toole, in an opinion column in the Irish Times, says that in the case of John McNulty, appointed to the board of the Irish Museum of Modern Art by the government and nominated for the Shannon by Fine Gael, six of these principles were seriously compromised by Enda Kenny and the Arts Minister Heather Humphreys, and they are selflessness, objectivity, accountability, openness, honesty and leadership. The Irish Sun comments in an editorial, Enda Kenny can expect a grilling in the Doyle this morning and he has no one to blame but himself. And also this morning, another instance of government favouritism makes the front page of the Times. Fiach Kelly reports that the Minister of State at the Department of the Environment has hired a director of Irish Water, the semi-state body which his department oversees, as his personal driver. The paper says that Hilary Quinlan, then a Fine Gael councillor, was appointed to the board of Irish Water last November, for which he is paid an annual fee of €15,000. Mr. Quinlan lost his Waterford City seat in the local elections last May and has since been hired as a ministerial driver by Paddy Coffey, the junior minister, for which he is paid a further €665 a week. Questioned about the matter, Mr. Quinlan said, "You tell me one party out there who doesn't look after their own." And he asked the Times why there wasn't more of a focus on the economy. "We were all nearly eating out of bins 3 years ago," he said. The Times' lead story does focus on the economy. Suzanne Lynch reports that the European Commission is putting renewed pressure on the government to implement cuts of €2 billion in the coming budget, echoing the views of both the IMF and Ireland's Fiscal Advisory Council. She says the Commission is pressing the government to use the better-than-expected economic performance to reduce the government deficit and debt, and it is particularly concerned about Ireland's debt-to-GDP ratio, one of the highest in the European Union. Meanwhile, the Irish Examiner's lead story tells us that outsized mortgages are back and that four reports published today point to growing pressure in the property market. In echoes of the recklessness that preceded the crash, says the paper, some banks are lending up to 4.5 times combined income, when a maximum of 3 to 4 times is considered prudent. The Irish Independent's main front page story concerns the tax affairs of the technology firm Apple. Thomas Molloy writes that the state could collect an unwanted tax windfall worth billions of euro if Apple is forced to pay up following a probe into its affairs by Brussels. The Irish Daily Star and The Sun both lead with a story written by David Raleigh. It concerns the mother of the little girl who died in a farm accident in County Cork on Sunday. The papers say that Linda Dinsberger and her husband Rivo have to wait for a post-mortem before they can see their daughter Paula. The main story for the Irish Daily Mirror concerns the questioning by Gardaí of a man suspected of the stabbing of Dublin footballer Johnny Cooper. The Irish Daily Mail leads with what the paper describes as a chronic shortage of priests. This, says Eamon Donoghue, could result in funerals with up to 10 coffins in one church at the same time. And according to the Association of Catholic Priests, it could mean that weddings might have to be conducted by a layperson with no mass. The Independent's Mulcahy column reports from the Dublin Theatre Festival and Tomás Ostermayr's production of Hamlet at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre last week. The paper says that one unfortunate lady in the front row caught the attention of lead actor Lars Eidinger while he was delivering Hamlet's to be or not to be soliloquy. Breaking out of character, Eidinger asked for the house lights to be turned up and walked towards the lady in question. "Excuse me," he said, "but have you brought a pillow into the theatre?" The woman nodded and held the cushion in the air to the amusement of the audience. "Just what have people been telling you about the show?" Eidinger asked her. "Only that it's 3 hours long," she replied.
John, thank you. 12 minutes past 8.